I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Now, don't laugh, but this is true. This is the sermon title, You Too Can Walk on Water. Our scripture text is Matthew 14:22-33. So, today I want to make a bold truth to you. You too can walk on water. Now, I don't mean you should run out to the nearest lake with your sandals on and start stepping, but I do mean that through faith in Christ, you can overcome what looks impossible. You can step into the storms of life, stand where fear says you should sink. Look at the story of Peter walking on water in Jesus' Matthew 14:22-33. So point one, the storm is a setup for the miracle. All right, we're in Matthew 14:24 here. The disciples were in a boat far from land, beaten by the waves with the wind against them. Sound familiar? Life sometimes feels like that, doesn't it? Working hard, trying to move forward, but the wind is against you. You're tired, you're afraid. But here's the truth. Jesus comes walking in the storm. He didn't avoid the storm, he used it. Your storm is not proof that Jesus is absent. It is the platform for his presence. All right, point two. Faith starts with focus. And we're looking at Matthew 14:28-29 here. Peter says, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water. Jesus says, come. And Peter steps out. That's the key. Peter wasn't walking on water. He was walking on the word. He wasn't standing on science or probability. He was standing on a promise. What promise are you standing on today? If God has come and said to you, come, don't wait for everything to make sense. Faith doesn't require that all the facts, it just requires trust. Point three. Oh, you might sink, but Jesus is close. Matthew 14:30-31, Peter starts to take his eyes off Jesus, notices the wind, and starts to sink. And immediately, and I mean immediately, Jesus grabs him. Notice this. Jesus didn't scold him first. He didn't say, told you so. He saved him. Then he said, why did you doubt? Not to shame Peter, but to invite him into a deeper trust. Doubt is part of the journey, my friends. Grace is the hand that pulls you up every time. Point four, walking on water isn't about superpowers. It's about supernatural faith. You may not walk on H2O, but you can walk above fear. You can walk above addiction. You can walk above anxiety. You can walk above your past, not because you're strong, but because he is near. Jesus didn't calm the storm until Peter and Jesus got back in the boat. Sometimes he calms the storm in you before he calms the storm around you. Wrapping it up, let me ask you this. Where is Jesus calling you to step out? Is it a call to forgive someone? Is it to leave a toxic relationship? Is it to start something new, to trust him with something scary? He's saying the same thing he said to Peter, to you. Come. And the only thing between your fear and your miracle is a step. You too can walk on water if you keep your eyes on Jesus. I think we should pray here. Lord, help us to hear your voice in the middle of the storm. Give us the courage to step out of the boat and trust you. When we sink, lift us up. When we doubt, reassure us. We believe, Lord. Help us with our unbelief. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.